Migratory shorebirds in the Arctic have been gearing up over the last month for the long migration south. There's no telling how many will take to the air from Alaska, but one scientist will have a chance to find out starting next year. KUAC's Emily Schwing has more.
University of Alaska Anchorage Assistant Professor Audrey Taylor studies shorebirds and their migration patterns to and from Alaska. She says there's a long list of birds that fly north to the state's Arctic coastal lagoons. They spend most of the summer feeding along the Bering Sea coast.
Mostly western sandpipers, semi-palmated sandpipers, dunlin. I work on black turnstones, and so there's some of those up there. So there'd be bar-tailed godwits. There would be long-billed dowitchers, redneck phalaropes, and some red phalaropes.
Despite the long list, Taylor says no one really knows how many birds might pass overhead as they head south again this fall.
That's a very good question, and that actually is the subject of a grant that I just received through the National Park Service to do surveys next summer on those coastal lagoons to try to figure out, you know, what are, relatively speaking, are we talking about thousands of birds, millions of birds? What's the scope? So it could be anywhere from several hundred thousand to several million. It's really difficult to tell.
Some birds, like the bar-tailed godwit, fly nonstop over open water as far south as Australia and New Zealand. But before they take flight, they load up on as much fat and protein as they can in the coastal lagoons, which are sheltered areas with very little wave action. That's why Taylor is concerned about oil and gas development in the region.
Where if there were some kind of contaminant spill or oil spill, I would expect that oil would also come into those areas and potentially get kind of stuck. And there have been some studies looking at how birds distinguish oiled water versus non-oiled water. And adult birds seem to be okay about deciding when something's too contaminated to feed or land in. But the juvenile birds, they have more trouble telling whether something is clean water or not.
Aerial surveys and species composition work on the ground will start next summer. Taylor says the work will create better baseline data to track both reproductive and survival rates as birds fly to and from the state. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.